This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel, reeling from the deadliest attack in half a century, formally declared war on Hamas Sunday as the conflict's death toll surged above 1,000 after the Palestinian militant group launched a massive surprise assault from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu steeled the shocked and grieving nation for a long and difficult war after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Israel on Saturday and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took at least 100 hostages. The Israeli military has accused Hamas militants of behaving like the Islamic State group during the surprise attack, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Border police battle remaining Hamas fighters in southern Israel. Meanwhile, in Be'er Sheva, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hugari twins the militants with the Islamic State.
Israeli intelligence indicates that Hamas are hiding among Gazan civilians inside Gazan homes and schools, hospitals and mosques. Hamas behaves like ISIS.
Hugari adds, Israel's preparing its next move. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The attacks on Israelis in Gaza over the weekend were war crimes, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations said on Sunday, as Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 600 and abducting more.
Slaughtering civilians, abusing hostages, taking babies from their mothers. There are no words to describe such savagery.
Israeli envoy Gilad Erdan speaking to reporters at the United Nations ahead of a UN Security Council meeting later on Sunday. This is VOA News. More than 2,400 people were killed in earthquakes in Afghanistan, the Taliban administration said on Sunday, while 2,000 more have been injured in the deadliest tremors to rock the quake-prone mountainous country in years. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The Saturday quakes hit the west of the country, with one reaching a 6.3 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Janan Saik, spokesman for the Ministry of Disasters, said 10 rescue teams have been formed in addition to evacuation and rescue operations in the area. He also pointed out a blood distribution process is going on too, and water and shelter have been provided for the affected people. Some of them are sleeping outside as the earthquakes destroyed more than 1,000 homes.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Russian forces shelled southern Kherson region and other parts of Ukraine on Sunday, killing at least 2 people and injuring a dozen more, Ukrainian officials said. The general in charge of Ukraine's ground forces said troops were advancing on the eastern front in Kyiv's counteroffensive to evict Russian invaders. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said troops had beaten back attacks on 5 sectors of the 1,000-kilometer front line. A U.S. think tank says recent satellite photos show a sharp increase in rail traffic along the North Korea-Russia border, indicating the North is supplying munitions to Russia. Beyond Parallel, a website run by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank, made the assessment on Friday. It says satellite images as of October 5th captured a, quote, dramatic and unprecedented level of freight railcar traffic on the border. U.S. Congress Republican Party members will be meeting behind closed doors early this week in an effort to find the winning candidate for Speaker of the House, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the 2 announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon. Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, for the Speaker's job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.